And this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. It is our birthday, our 12th birthday. Yay! And this is Brewrocracy Now, and I'm sitting in for Taylor Clark. I'm here with John Morrow and Rita
Hubbard,
who is the organizer of the Roadie Festival and Parade. And I just want to mention something about Missy Nielsen. I heard her sing Happy Birthday in Chinese this morning to KPTZ on a recorded message. That was amazing. So let's get to it. John, welcome.
Yes.
You're my co-host. What do you got, John?
Oh, I'm so grateful to have spent the pre-dawn hours outside today. And I guess as I spend most of my time inside, if you are listening, you could take the listening outside yourself because it's beautiful. And it's my one hope right now is that we have similar weather next week, because I'm so lucky to be sitting here. We are lucky to be sitting here with Rita Hubbard, who's such a mainstay in getting the Roadie Fest booted for our community and others to enjoy. We're here talking about Roadie Fest most of the time today.
Roadie
and
Fest.
We have schedules, we have calls to action, we might have some history, and maybe could we build in some intrigue as well? anything you need to know about Roadie, that's what we're doing today.
Okay, and I'm just going to interrupt you and just laud John, because he ordered a sandwich for a coworker, and he donated to KPTZ on his phone before we started here because he had a few minutes when he came into the studio. Thank you, John, for your donation to KPTZ.
You're welcome.
And ding.
I'm sorry I'm such a hot mess when I come in doing five things at once. I even checked to see if my child's arm was broken or sprained. It's sprained.
Oh.
So I just found that out. So that's better than broken. So
golly.
A little distracted, everybody, but
sure, okay.
But here we have Rita to calm us down. So Rita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And thank you for all you do for Roadie Fest. Maybe you could just explain a little bit about how the magic happens, and then we can get into the details of the schedule.
Well, the magic happens with everybody pitching in and doing a job. I mean, we have so many jobs that are needing to be done for Roadie. And we started this about 6 months ago. And right now we're having a meeting every week. We were meeting once a month. Now we're every week we're meeting and making sure that things get settled in. And so, you know, the whole week is just a huge, you know, lots of events happening and lots of fun, and we're really looking forward to it next week.
So am I. And I have to say, as a relative newcomer to town, but also to Roadie Fest, having it go a little bit more silent during the pandemic was such a sad tragedy. And its surge back last year was very notable by at least me and my family and those who are relatively new here. Like, holy cow, it's for real. I mean, every day a parade and an exciting event and lots of fun and just tons of people. It's time to get back into it. So maybe you can give us a sense of what happens starting, I believe, on the 17th?
Right. So Wednesday is when, we have the golf tournaments going on,
right,
which is really great. And those are those happen for Roadie. A lot of the money comes to Roadie for that, for our scholarships. They do that specifically for our scholarships, which are really good. And so the next one is on May 13th. It's the Roadie Memorial 18-hole golf individual at the Port Townsend Golf Course. Lots of fun. Get in touch with PT Golf Course and get signed up if you'd like.
That is Saturday.
That's a Saturday. That's coming right up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a nice warm Saturday. Yeah,
a nice warm Saturday. And so then we start off the week with the trike races. And so that happens. And then the pet parade, the kiddies parade, the hair and beard contest, which is really a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. I think, Jim, you're out of the running this year.
I shaved it off.
And then the bed race. And so
we've got
people, you know, signing up for the bed race. And I'm hoping that more people will get involved with that bed race, because it is so much fun. And Janet Emery does a great job emceeing that for us. And people just turn out and just have a great time.
What day is the bed race?
That is on Friday night.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
19th.
Oh, you know, I have to. The 19th.
The 19th. Yeah. Friday the 19th.
Friday the 19th,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday the 19th. And then right after the all of those festivities, then the opening ceremony is happening, thanks to the Production Alliance and Chautauqua.
Mm.
It's going to be there. There's going to be, lots of music, and the brass band's going to be there, and so we're going to do all of that. They're going to have an outdoor movie and some dancing and just a whole lot of fun downtown.
Am I led to believe that the unexpected brass band is expected?
Well, that's what I expect.
Okay.
right. So yes, they are. The unexpected brass band is expected.
You've got some expectations, Jim.
I do yeah. have some expectations.
Every time there's fun, I expect the brass band, and they pop out of nowhere.
And they are so good. They really are very good, too. So then, of course, the Grand Parade, wraps us up for the Roadie Festival itself. 1 o'clock on Saturday, and for that, we need a lot of people people that are actually already in the crowd that want to be parade marshals. They can let us know. They're mm-hmm. going to be there anyway. They can help us move along the parade and make sure that, things keep going. We also need people behind the scenes down the hill to get the parade floats and entries up the hill to start the parade and make sure that they're in the right order, which doesn't always happen, but we don't care. It's a parade, right?
So it starts up on Lawrence Street, right? Yeah.
It starts right at the fire department.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, say I knew somebody, maybe a friend of a friend, or actually maybe that person is me, and I wanted to be a volunteer marshal, and I wanted to figure out how to sign up and do that. How would I do that?
Well, right now, probably the best way to do that is to call me, and then I can get everybody.
Should I call you now, Rita, or is that awkward?
Call me now. I'm on airplane mode, so I'm not going to answer you.
Because I'll be at the parade and maybe I could lend a hand.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll talk to you afterwards.
What is the number, Rita?
The number is 360-301-1104.
360-301-1104.
Yep. So that way, I can get people pointed in the right direction of who they can contact, because we do have a volunteer coordinator, but she works full time. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm helping out with, actually I try and help out with just about everything.
Right.
Without our core group of volunteers that we have doing everything, we would not be able to pull this off.
Right.
And they just tirelessly, jump in and just, offer to do stuff. So
I also notice on your website, roadiefestival.org, R-H-O-D-Y, festival.org, that you have the Grand Parade application instructions and rules. So, which is interesting.
There are rules, and believe me, the fire marshal makes sure that we follow the rules. Uh-huh. no throwing candy from the vehicles, uh-huh. so the kids don't get trampled. With the vehicles.
Right.
No flamethrowers.
No flamethrowers. No swords.
No fireworks at the parade.
The sword piece is really hard for at least somebody I'm thinking of right now.
Right.
I have a quick question. Has it ever happened that you've had to stop the parade for deer to cross the street?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, not to my knowledge. I
imagine they get shy around all the noise.
There are so many people along the sides
But if you look under some of the floats, you might see deer remnants. I mean, it's a little bit gruesome, but let's just be honest.
John. Oh, this show is rated PG now. Yeah.
So one of the things that's really great that we love to see is it's probably starting this weekend, you're going to see chairs already out on the parade route of people saving their place to watch the parade.
Asserting their spot.
That's right.
And super helpful. I think it was 2 years ago. It wasn't fully quite back up after the pandemic, but my dad, who cannot travel now, was able to come out here, and I planned it for Roadie Weekend. And I remember sitting in the bleachers there right on Water Street, and it was such a great opportunity to be part of it without having to maybe stand or be laboring over it. So,
right.
Thank
you. We do get the bleachers and put them down there for, for royalty and, guests and anyone who can't really do anything, can't be somewhere else. So it's really great to have. And so then, of course, we can't forget the Roadie Run, which is on Sunday. And so that happens, and that's a lot of fun too. And we're always happy to to support that. And then Chautauqua is going to be a big show, and that's because we can't have a carnival. Carnivals this year and before pandemic, they can't get CDL drivers, they can't get the volunteers, they can't get the people to work the carnivals.
Oh, wow!
So that's why we're not, we can't do any of that.
The Roadie Run is the 21st Sunday?
It is.
That is correct.
All right.
And it's
9 o'clock
at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
9 o'clock
Are you running, John?
Of course.
Well,
is my wife, and so is my 8-year-old.
Wow.
She's going to do the 5K.
Okay.
She's psyched about it. We were at the track training the other day. She's amazing.
That's awesome.
I could do a half a K, I think.
Well, that's all that's needed.
Walking very slowly.
Am I to believe that, not to focus too much on one element of a treasure trove of things that are going on that week, and you can go to the website to see the list and see the timing, but the Chautauqua, that event, that, I think it's 7 o'clock that night on Saturday, mm-hmm. is that similar to the amazing show of last year?
Exactly.
And everything's worth watching. That kind of took my breath away. Mm-hmm. And to get inside the auditorium, it's kind of an experience in itself. So,
well, the Chautauqua is one of the oldest festivals or events in the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go way back. And so it's really cool to have them here. And the Karamazov brothers are part of that.
They go way back to the beginning founding of our nation, those guys. Mm-hmm. And they're still flipping their juggling act and point. It's remarkable.
Right. So other things that happen during the parade or before the parade is the Tenino Motorcycle Group will be here. And so about 15, 20 minutes before the parade starts, they start a down the hill and just do all kinds of little shenanigans on their motorcycles. They're awesome guys. Just want to warn everybody to keep your children on the sidewalk because they get pretty close to the sidewalk. They're really very careful, but you know. Yeah. But we also have the running of the balls put on by the Sunrise Rotary.
That's right.
So get your tickets from that for and they can be running of the balls.
They roll golf balls down Monroe Street. Down Monroe.
And I think, is that at 6 o'clock or let's
no,
go to
no,
the schedule?
No, that's at 12:30.
That's 12:30. Right before the mm-hmm. beginning of the parade.
Okay.
Half an hour before.
Right.
Got
half
it.
Hour before the parade.
And is somebody to? What about errant golf balls? I mean, does somebody pick them up?
That was my first job,
absolutely.
Actually. my first literal job for compensation when I was in eighth grade was to pick up golf balls.
Oh, but wow. He's talking about the end of the
Yeah. I'm just thinking, we're going to have some pratfalls during the parade if there's golf balls.
No,
pothole, John.
There are shovels down there and buckets, and they get those off.
It's just a sort of by design filling material. It's sort of a serendipitous filler of potholes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a new strategy.
Well,
I think
that would
the states.
But the great thing about it, though, too, is that as they're rolling around, they bounce out and people pick them up and throw them back in, and they have a really great time with it. So that's a lot of fun, too.
I love it.
We do have GoFundMe out there, GoFundMe page. We're trying to, you know, get a little bit of money there. We've got donation jars all over the town. We've got pin boards. So if you haven't got your roadie pin yet, you can get your roadie pin. And then those are different places around town. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Judy at the Hilltop Tavern, who did all of April. She did the roadie Barstool Bingo.
Barstool Bingo.
And raised over $2,000 for us.
Yay.
Barstool Bingo. So
I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, she is an awesome, awesome person that does this for all nonprofits and charities throughout Port Townsend, mm-hmm. and out of the goodness and kindness of her heart. She does this bingo, and all the proceeds goes to the charity that's for that month.
So the Roadie Festival has its own website, and then you also have a page on Facebook, and then you also have a GoFundMe page, and then I imagine if you follow the Hilltop Tavern, which I think has a Facebook page as well, you'll find out about the Barstool Bingo.
Barstool Bingo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that coming up or has that happened already?
Well, we did the whole month of April, so there's there's a different charity this month.
So
every
next
month
year,
there's a charity.
Next year, if I want to support the Roadie Festival, I'll have to do Barstool
or
Bingo.
Or any charity. You show up on a Wednesday night and play bingo.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, to use bingo parlance, B4. Sorry, got to throw a dad joke in there somewhere.
You couldn't resist that one. So one other thing, the American Legion has been, you know, instrumental in helping us with the Roadie Festival. They actually started 88 years ago with the Roadie Festival. They're the ones who sponsored it and were involved. And so they've allowed us to use their facility for all our meetings. And so the Color Guard will be leading our parade. And So last year we got us a drummer behind the Color Guard drumming to the beat, for them to march to the beat, and we'll do that again this year. It was a huge success.
So great.
We need to pass out flags. We got 300 flags we're going to pass out to the participants in the parade, or to the spectators in the parade.
Cool. And,
yeah, so if somebody wants to pass out flags before the parade, let me know, because that's really a lot of fun, too. So.
Actually, John, I had a flag question for you.
Oh, boy.
Because you might know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the flag out here is at half-mast mm-hmm. when I come into the station and mm-hmm. on View Commons. And I know it was, my understanding was at half-mast last week because there was a nationwide remembrance of firefighters who died in the line of duty over the last year.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry to get suddenly serious.
Yeah, it's serious.
But then it just continued. Is it like a week-long thing or is there some other, because sometimes it's down and it's like, well, what is it now?
Yeah. I knew about that, but I'm not sure. I didn't expect it to continue, but mm-hmm. I can look into that for you.
All right.
I'm hoping it's a remembrance and a kind of an appreciation more than an event that we are all horrified to hear about.
Yeah, another event that we're mm-hmm. horrified to hear mm-hmm. about. And by the way, if anybody wants to chime in during the last 10 minutes of this broadcast, you can write to dj@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. I'm here with my co-host, John Morrow, and Rita Hubbard, the organizer of the Roadie Fest.
Now, can we do something special? Because it's also KPTZ's 12th birthday.
Yes.
And you know, you are a tween, and we are tween the mountains and the sound, and 12 is a lovely number. So is 88. So technically, if you slam them together, this is the centennial of Roadie and KPTZ together. Can we do that?
Okay.
Special year.
It's 100. It's 100%. It's 100%, John.
And it's a metaphor about collaboration.
That's brilliant.
You know, here we are with the Roadie
Fest. And by the way, there is there are donations coming in, folks. Mm. Since 11 a.m., we got donations for the station from Alex and Elena, Cliff, Sandra, and John. John.
I don't know.
John Morrow.
Oh, was
I
that?
Know. Yeah. Thank you, John.
And family, I should say.
And family. Yeah. Unfummy.
Well, I'm a sustainable donor, so.
Excellent. Yes. Thank you, Rita.
Those are the better kind.
And by the way, no, we don't.
Sorry, I don't mean to make better or less than.
We don't judge if people want to give us one-time donations or if they want to become sustaining members.
Yep.
But I will point out that sustaining members really help sustain KPTZ. And
must
that
be
they
where the
can,
word comes from.
Yes, exactly. and that you could, for example, if you pay $9.99 a month for Hulu or something, and you know, just put another $10 for KPTZ on your card and forget about it, you can sustain us well into the future until you look at your bank account and you go, what's going on here? And you can always make additional donations.
Just pull some of those zeros off that accidental keyboard error.
Yeah, be careful. If you want to make it $1,000 a month, if you are a person of means, you certainly could do that. And we appreciate it. Our goal is $50,000 this week, so it's pretty huge. By Monday, we're going to know how much match we have. Yeah. So there you go. All right, enough about KPTZ, enough about us. But if you want, you can call in to 360-379-6886, or you can go to our website, kptz.org, or you can just come by the station and drop cash or a check in a box. Remember checks?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask Rita a question?
Sure, please,
this is
John.
Me and my sort
I'm
of,
way
you know,
off.
Anthropologist understanding this place kind of mode.
Oh, yeah.
What is, I mean, I just love that this whole community is what comes together to make things happen. Mm-hmm. You were an example of that. You were just praising all the other volunteers, but let's be honest, you're here because you do quite a lot to make this actually happen. What is, do you pick favorites? I mean, what's your favorite time either of the year planning for Roadie? Is it Barstool Bingo in April and kind of getting things together? Is it the day of the parade or one of the many parades? What's the favorite, what makes you happiest about being such a huge part of making this a success?
Well, the Grand Parade is one of my, you know, favorites. I've been Grand Parade chair about six times now. And so I stepped up for that, and I love it. You know, it's a great time. You're up there, the people are awesome. Everybody's smiling, having a good time. Even, you know, it might start out raining, but by the time the parade starts, the sun comes out. And I always say, God loves Roadie. And I'm convinced, because it just happens. And sometimes, you know, when the parade is over, the downpour comes, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in the most beautiful place in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And just having that parade, you know, one of the news people, you know, said, well, you know, what if something happens? I said, you know what? 1 o'clock, that parade is going to go down the hill and it's out of my control. So it does not matter what happens after 1 o'clock. I'm done.
So, yeah, parade's going to happen.
That's right. The parade is going to go no matter what. So yeah, no matter what's going on. But I love that. But, you know, I'm involved with the, you know, at the Washington Old Time Fiddlers, I'm district chair of that. I'm on the fair committee, so we're putting the fair on this year, which we're really excited about. And you know, I'm president of the American Legion Auxiliary, so I have a lot of things that I'm passionate about that I love. And so the roadie, once that's over, then I start concentrating then on the fair. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
you work on the county fair as well.
That is correct.
Wow.
So let's, maybe the question's better, like, is there something that you don't have a hand in making happen here in Port Townsend in the region? Sounds like you've got a little bit of...
Well, Touch a Truck is this weekend, and I'm not going to be there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
Touch a Truck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an awesome... It's a... Kiwanis is putting on Touch a Truck, and there's going to be, I don't know, 50 trucks out at the fairgrounds. 4 helicopters are going to be hovering, and one's going to land.
You'll even have new police e-bikes there as part of the city's fleet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
The idea is that all these things are touchable?
Yes. All the kids can climb in them, climb on them, touch them.
Right.
Yeah.
But not the adults.
Well, the adults too, but they're big kids, you know.
Yeah,
that's right. You can, if you want.
Okay.
You can do
all right. Well, if I have time.
Well, one of the great things that we did several years ago when Roger Hagan was president of Port Townsend Paper, and I was his executive assistant. 3 days before the parade, he said, "I think we should put the loader in the parade." I said, "We should put what in the parade?" He said, "The loader. Let's put the loader in the parade. Have you seen the loader? It takes up the entire street."
Oh, that's one of those massive earth movers.
Actually, yes.
Yeah. Yes, big bucket massive, on it. Yeah. And so he decided that Port Townsend Paper, and one of the guys that was watching the parade, one of my friends was saying, he said, "Now this makes it worth coming to the parade."
Wow.
Seeing that big loader in the parade. It was a lot of fun. So that's things great. Like that happen, and they're on the spur of the moment sometimes. It's like, it's awesome fun.
All I'm thinking about is impact to streets. That's all I'm thinking about. Gratitude to the mill, and also, gosh, I wonder how much that weighs and what it does to our crumbling infrastructure. Sorry.
I was thinking that too,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, just thinking, okay.
And I'm not responsible for the streets around here, but I thought, that thing, the tires on that are like as big as this room.
They're giant,
right?
Yeah. I guess maybe the silver lining is that it doesn't need to drive down the street every day. So once in a while, it's a nice treat.
And they were very slow.
Of course.
But I did have to get in touch with the county city because it was too tall for some of the wires. So we had to take some of the stuff off the top of the loader.
Oh, wow.
In order to get it on into the street.
And plan the route carefully. Wow.
Police escort. That's
a loader. That sounds cool. And then you could actually have the loader, and then you could have it followed by road graders and pavers and steamrollers.
We could just be doing the work as we go.
You could pave the street
right
after the parade.
Idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have
great.
To put that in next year.
Yeah. Or maybe right before the parade. So it'll be nice and hot and stinky. Yeah.
Or a little bit smoother.
Yeah, a little bit smoother.
That's good. I'll get right on that, Jim. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm an idea man, John.
You are.
I've got
lots of ideas, but
don't necessarily know how to bring them to fruition. So we'll see how that goes. We're almost done here. Oh, my gosh. We have 1 minute left.
Well, I would just like to shout out to everyone to, you know, have a great time at the parade, have a great time during all the festivities. Please come and see them and have a good time and help us out if you can.
Rita Hubbard, so nice to meet you today. Thanks for telling us all about the Roadie Fest.
Give us the website one more time, Rita, and your phone number.
I've got it. Roadiefestival.org, R-H-O-D-Y, festival.org. And the phone number is 360-301-1104.
And that number is also on the parade application on the website.
Okay.
So.
And then you can also go to the Facebook webpage and...
Get involved, folks. Go check it out. But also, I mean, I've learned here, and I can commit to you coming up with an interest in helping as I watch, because it's that easy. You can go and watch and actually play a role to help it be successful. So thank you for that opportunity.
Yep, you're welcome.
It's
thank
a real
all.
Pleasure to talk with you, Rita.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, you two. I guess that's it. This is KPDZ.org, KPDZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.